Remember, you cannot do this wrong, as long as you let yourself trust what you are getting. I once saw a giraffe in my visual field while practicing with a friend. Imagine a giraffe. It turned out that she had just returned from a visit to the zoo. So you see, the stranger, the better. Okay, so why practice psychometry? Why share what you received, and why do you mark off which observations were validated by your partner? Because when you do this enough times with different individuals, you will begin to notice where your strengths are. Remember last week we spoke of the clairs, clairvoyance, clairaudience, clairsentience, clairgustience, and clairolfaction? Well, by examining your observations and noting where these check marks are, over time, there will be consistencies among your accurate observations. So, for instance, you might find that you seem to do well with what you see when you hold an object. Or perhaps you might find that you are more on target with what you feel when you hold an object. By taking the time to examine all of your check marks over a period of time, with enough practice, and that means at least 20 people or more, you will discover where you are the strongest when you are experiencing the various clairs. And you ask yourself, did you find that you tended to see more accurately, or sense or feel more accurately? Did you hear more accurately? Or perhaps did you taste more accurately or smell more accurately? This is the beginning of your journey on the path. Keep in mind, these results reflect where you are strongest at the present time. These talents can be worked on to increase your accuracy in different areas. This is very exciting. And you are not stuck with the original findings. They are simply a watermark to help you with your talents. And we all know that watermarks on a wall change as the floodwaters rise. So do not be hard on yourself. Work on the clairs. Work on this process, and you will see progress.